This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Inside Music. I'm your host, George Mariner Moll, Artistic Director of the Discovery Orchestra, where we believe the more musical detail we notice, the more pleasure we receive from listening. Inside Music is made possible by Glenn Mead, an independent trust company providing investment and wealth management services with offices in Princeton, Morristown, and Philadelphia. Welcome to this evening's episode. The joke's on us.
WTWP. Listening so easy, you don't even know you're listening.
What a debt we owe to Peter Schickele. He's given us so much levity over the years, from fake radio station IDs like the one that began this program, to his satirical parodies of Baroque music for which he's so justly famous. The second item we played was from his cantata, Knock, Knock. The recitative, How Many Psychiatrists Does It Take to Change a Light Bulb?, and the chorus that follows, One, But the Light Bulb Has to Really Want to Change. I have a question for you. Have you ever attended a classical music performance during which, for no apparent reason, someone next to you or near you began to snicker, to chuckle to themselves, and you were left thinking, what's funny? Did I miss something? You actually may have missed something, so we're dedicating this episode of Inside Music to helping you notice what's funny. Here's our first musical example from Rossini's overture to La Gazza Ladra, or The Thieving Magpie. The music will begin. Your mission? Determine what's funny. There may be more than one thing. What have you found? Listen once more. Did you notice the obvious silliness of the musical question and answer? The question is, and the silly, goofy musical answer is, really silly. But there's also a subtle musical joke in here that brings up the point of context. Just as verbal humor delivered by stand-up comedians absolutely depends on context, or sight gags that also occur within a context, this musical joke has a context. In this case, the context is the meter. This music is in 3/4 time. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Say it with me. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Normally, the accent of any meter falls on the downbeat, One. One.
Two.
One.
Two.
One.
Two. Three.
One.
Two. Three.
Listen again and see if you can notice an accent Rossini gives us on some other beat. Did you notice that the bassoons and French horns give us a gentle little kick in the derriere on beat two? One, two, three, one, two. One, two, three, one, two. Da-dee-da-da-dum-bum. Da-dee-da-da-dum, two. Now, this is not going to cause people to fall out of their theater seats laughing hysterically, but if we listen carefully to the silly musical question and answer combined with those little bumps on beat two, we might just smile or chuckle. Listen one more time. Now let's go to someone from whom we might not necessarily expect humor, Ludwig van Beethoven. In his string quartet, in D major, opus 18, number 3, the fourth movement is insanely fast, built around a very simple musical idea, la-da-dum, or in his fast tempo, la-da-dum. The movement is full of rhythmic accents on unexpected beats, which, like the Rossini, causes humor to be derived from the context of the meter. We'll start the movement so that you get the flavor and enjoy some of Beethoven's rhythmic surprises. Beethoven also gives us harmonic surprises based on the context of the key. We'll jump now ahead in the music to a bit before one of his humorous harmonic surprises. If you're not driving, perhaps raise a hand or your eyebrows when you notice this abrupt change of key. We just passed it. Did you sense it or miss it? They kind of whack us over the head with it by playing it in unison. That is, all of them are playing the same notes at the same time. And they played it loudly. Da-da-da-da! Comedians of yore, such as Jack Benny or Sid Caesar, I know I'm showing my age, would find this harmonic change to be the perfect opportunity to do one of their classic double takes. Listen once more for this chuckle-inducing moment from Beethoven. Humor can also be created using the formal structure as the context. In the development of a sonata form movement, some of the musical ideas presented in the first large section, or exposition, are changed. In this movement, Beethoven takes his little kernel, da-da-da, and teases us with it relentlessly, right at the beginning of the development. He even gives us a dynamic surprise at the end of this passage. Have a listen. So, how many times did Beethoven have the quartet play da-da-da? I can hear you all the way down here at the WWFM studios. You didn't ask us to count the number of entrances. And I know, you're right. Sometimes the entrances are high, sometimes in a low register, sometimes just one instrument plays da-da-da, at other times two instruments play da-da-da together. Listen again and see if you can count the entrances of da-da-da. Beethoven actually gives us 27 occurrences of da-da-da in 9 seconds, but whether we can successfully count the number of entrances or not is beside the point. Beethoven just wants to tease us here and revel in his sense of humor. Listen once more and just enjoy the ride. Having now become aware of some of the ways Beethoven can humorously surprise us, rhythmically and harmonically and dynamically, I'd like you to listen to this entire short movement. It's only 5 minutes and change. Listen for the things we've discussed, and add to that discussion tiny silences. Beethoven sprinkles a few very short rests that add to the humor of the movement as well. We have to admit, the entire movement is pretty giddy. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed that and feel like you're beginning to get the hang of subtle humor in classical music. Returning to our all-time favorite, Rossini, who's not always so subtle, we'll just start the overture to L'Italiana in Algeri, the Italian girl in Algiers. Again, your mission is to figure out what's funny and why. This one is literally a musical version of a comedic sight gag. The soft pizzicato strings are kind of like the Three Stooges tiptoeing around a building, trying to avoid being caught by the night watchman. They turn a corner and suddenly find themselves face to face with this tall brute of a guard, represented by the sudden dynamic change. The chord is ridiculously loud for its dynamic context. We don't even need the visualization. We can just chuckle at the humor strictly on a musical level. Listen again. It gets even funnier when the tempo speeds up, but don't take my word for it. I'm certain that you will enjoy this entire overture. And who knows, the next time you're at a concert and the overture L'Italiana in Algeri is programmed, you might be the person who is chuckling under your breath, causing someone else to wonder, what's funny? You're listening to the late George Zell, leading the Cleveland Orchestra. Thank you. This has been Inside Music. I'm George Mariner Mall, Artistic Director of the Discovery Orchestra, and your host. The producer is David Ozenberg. The Discovery Orchestra's Emmy-nominated educational concerts for American Public Television are available on Amazon.com and may be streamed free of charge by Amazon Prime members. For more information about the Discovery Orchestra, visit our website at discoveryorchestra.org. Inside Music is made possible by Glenn Mead, an independent trust company providing investment and wealth management services with offices in Princeton, Morristown, and Philadelphia. Inside Music episodes can be heard as webcasts at wwfm.org by selecting About Us and then Our Programs A to Z. Inside Music is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and wwfm.org. Tune in for our next episode, Beethoven's Ninth, The Last 10 Minutes, Part 1. Thanks so much for being with us. This is George Mariner Mall reminding you to listen better.